So as I mentioned earlier, Wintergrass is a really, really great festival that happens last weekend of February right in this very hotel. World-class bluegrass festival, but it's grown to cover lots of different styles of music and to generate an education program that's really fantastic. And I don't want to do your job for you. I'll let you tell the rest. So please welcome Wintergrass Executive Director and 2016 Far West Official Showcase Act, Patrice O'Neill.
Hello there. Thank you. Yes, it is like really bizarre to be in this hotel and not be doing Wintergrass. But let me tell you a little bit about Wintergrass. I feel sort of like the baby organization, listening to Seattle folklore and artichoke music being around forever and a million years, and it's fantastic. And I can only see myself in the future, I suppose, in those people. Wintergrass has been around for 24 years. Some of that time was in Tacoma, and the last 7 years has been here in Bellevue. It was a very good move for us. It was a fantastic thing. The festival takes over this entire place for 4 days, and as Wes said, we have a very developed education program for kids as little as four all the way till however old you can possibly be. there's some fantastic people who put together the various components of that education program. The littlest kids are in a program called Pintgrass, and it's adorable. And then there's a large program called the Youth Academy, and that is for kids for 7 to 14 years old. And they can be beginners, they can be far down the road in their skills. They get together for a couple of days, they work with a bunch of educators, including Joe Craven, and they form bands and they perform on a big stage, and it's pretty fun and it's pretty great. Through that program, we got to get to know Ben and Joe, who, in addition to their fantastic work that they have done for a long time in the Youth Academy, they've sort of graduated recently to bring one of their own programs that they've created out of their nonprofit, which is the Collaboratory in Hillman City. They do a program for high school and young adults called Rhapsody Songsters, which is a reflection of a lot of their work in collecting folk music, collecting songs from around the country and from around great artists, and kind of marrying that into a whole lifestyle that includes food, it includes figuring out how to do sound, how to do lights, how to do art, just kind of making life a whole artistic endeavor. So we're very, very lucky and very blessed to have them part of what Wintergrass does. And I'm quite honored and thrilled to introduce Ben Hunter and Joe Siemens to you.
Hello, friends. It's Thursday, we'll give you that.
give you that one.
We'll ask you again on Saturday.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. That's Ben, and I'm Joe. It's really, it's funny how life treats you. You know, there's just 2 years ago, we were sleeping in the foyer of this hotel because, you know, when we went to Wintergrass originally, it was like,
so you know,
we couldn't pay for a room, and but by God, we were going to be here, and we'd go to bed like,
are there Hyatt officials here?
No.
Okay, they already know. Yeah, they have really nice cushions.
Yeah. But we'd go to bed at like 3 a.m. and then have to get up at 8 a.m. to teach the youth academy.
You had to get breakfast.
Yeah, had to get breakfast. And so it's so weird being well-rested at this hotel. This is very strange. And here we are. Instead, we're on a stage playing for you fine people. So it's a good... Life's on the up and up, everybody.
That song was a tune that we got. That was a tune that we got from a fella named Mick Kinney. Lives down in Georgia, and that was one of the greasy, hairy leg tunes that he taught us. And that was called Shanghai Rooster and the Dominecker Hen. Now we're doing. What are we doing?
Little Boy.
When I was a little boy, little boy, little boy, when I was a little boy just like you. Ha ha, this away, ha that away, this away, that away, all for the girl. I got to be a big boy, big boy, big boy, got to be a big boy. Ha ha ha, ha ha, this away, ha that away, this away, that away, all for the girl. And then I got to courting, courting, courting. Then I got to courting, ha ha ha, ha ha, this away. Ha, that away, this away, that away, all for the girl. So sent for the preacher, 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 sent for the preacher. Oh, 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 this away. Oh, that away, this away, that away, all for the girl. And then I got my lashing, lashing, lashing. Then I got my lashing. Oh, 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 this away. Oh, that away, this away, that away, all for the girl. But then I got married, married, married. Then I got married. Ha, 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 this away. Ha, that away, this away, that away, all for the girl. And then I got to squabbling, squabbling, squabbling. Then I got to squabbling. Oh, 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 this away. Oh, that away, this away, that away, all for the girl. Then I took to praying, praying, praying. Then I took to praying. Ha, 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 this away. Ha, that away, this away, that away, all for the girl. And then I made it over, over, over. Then I made it over. Ha, 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 this away. Ha, that away, this away, that away, all for the girl. My wife took sick, sick, sick. My wife took sick. Oh, 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 this away. Oh, that away, this away, that away, all for the girl. So sent for the doctor, doctor, doctor. Sent for the doctor. Oh, 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 this away. Oh, that away, this away, that away, all for the girl. The doctor couldn't cure her, cure her, cure her. Doctor couldn't cure her. No, 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 this away. No, that way, this way, that way, all for the girl. And then she died, died, died. And she died. This way, that way, this way, that way, all for the girl. Going to the funeral, funeral, funeral. Going to the funeral. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, this way. Oh, that way, this way. That'll way all for the girl. Coming from the funeral, funeral, funeral. Coming from the funeral. Ha ha ha. Ha ha, this away. Ha that away, this away, that away, all for the girl. I got me another one, another one, another one. Got me another one. Ha ha ha. Ha ha, this away. Ha that away, this away, that away, and all for the girl.
Thanks, everybody. That one comes from the Angeline Vocal Quartet. They were a quartet of sawmill workers. They lived down in Kelty, Texas. And I think Alan Lomax recorded them about 1939. So one of our favorite things to do is to discover these early vocal pieces that have been almost lost to obscurity and kind of figure out our own versions of them. Usually it's like trio and quartet. We have to boil them down to a two-voice thing. But
we have split personality disorder, so it works out.
Yeah.
works real well. This one's a Leroy cartoon. I'm longing for my sugar, Lord, and I don't want no one else. I'm longing for my sugar, Lord, and I don't want no one else. Well, I don't miss it so bad. I'm all by myself. I know that I quit her. I was doing wrong. I know that I quit her. Lord, I was doing wrong. Now I got trouble in my mind, trying to get her back home. Fighting ain't no way to get along. Fussing, fighting ain't no way to get along. It's caused me a world of trouble. Done broke up my happy home.
Tell me something.
Daytime, I can't sleep a wink in the night. Can't work in the daytime, can't sleep a wink in the night. Thinking the woman I love ain't been treated right. That's the truth, man.
So as our wonderful friend Patrice is telling you, we really love to share the music with young people. And that's a big part of what we're all about. And so we founded this project called the Rhapsody Project. And so our program called the Songsters is our initiative to get young people aware of this music and getting it played across generations. And so one of the iconic figures to us in the Pantheon is a man named Sid Hemphill. And he's a man who lived in the hill country in northern Mississippi and taught his whole community how to play their instruments. And so there's a great fife and drum tradition of which he is a part. And he was a blind man who'd made his own instruments. He could repair fiddles. He would make his own fifes and blow them. And
as opposed to pluck them.
No pluck fifes in northern Mississippi. And so he taught his one of his apprentices was a guy named Lucius Smith, and we were lucky enough to go along to Mississippi last year. We did a crowdfunding thing and were able to go down there and film some interviews with folks. And one of the people was a grandson of Lucius Smith, Hal Reed. So we got to see Lucius Smith's banjo. And so this is a song that Lucius recorded with Sid, their version of John Henry, which is pretty unique, pretty sweet. And so we love to play it, and we love to teach it to our children.
I'll reserve comments for Saturday. Play the banjo, man.
During a normal set, we would be talking a lot. And when we were in Memphis for the IBCs, we got into trouble for talking too much. When I say we, I mean we got into trouble for somebody talking too much. So, because we're on a time crunch for this one, too, we're just going to tell you that we like to talk. We have a lot of things to say. A lot of things to comment on each other about what we say.
So you should come talk to us.
So you should come talk to us. We'll tell you some stuff. About
yeah.
Some things.
Or come hear us in the, I think, playing the Mother Hen Suite at midnight tonight. So you could come talk to us there.
This song got another Lomax recording in 37, I think. 37 or 39, I think it's 37. It's called Captain Haney. It was a song that four prisoners sang about their captain in, I think, a Georgian prison camp.
This guitar strap's getting kind of...
Yeah, this guitar strap is a little...
I've been down so long, don't know what it means. Oh, I've been down so long, don't know what it means. Oh, have you ever been down when you know just how I feel? I woke up this morning. I woke up this morning, blues was round my bed, oh no. I went to eat my breakfast and the blues was in my bread.
Have you ever been down? Well, you know just how I feel.
Song here for you. This is a fine man named Alfonso Higgs, also known as the other Blind Blake, who's down in the Bahamas. Also, if you don't know the first Blind Blake, then that doesn't mean anything, what I just said. But if you know who the first one was, this is ragtime picker. Other Blind Blake, down in the Bahamas, he played at a hotel in Nassau and played a bunch of American pop tunes and reworked them to the sounds of the sea. And this was a funny one that he did called J.P. Morgan.
Sorry, I just got it.
One, two.
Billy Morgan took his girl to see a play. And on the journey homeward, they had stopped into a cafe. As soon as they were seated, Lizzie, she grabbed the bill of fare, called the waiter, and she ordered. Everything was there.
No, she didn't.
Said, gal, I know you're hungry, but I just don't like to steal.
Man.
But who you think is supposed to going to pay for such a meal? Said, I'm satisfied to buy you two or three things that are here.
It's reasonable.
But this appetite you've got tonight, why you would break a millionaire?
So he said to her,
my name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. There is no bank on Wall Street that belongs to me. Forget your champagne appetite, for the best you'll get is beer tonight. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. Well, Morgan married Lizzie, thinking that gal would change her way.
Probably not.
What she did to William's purse, why, I'm most ashamed to say. But whenever she'd go shopping, she'd buy everything she'd see. And what she could not pay for, she'd send home COD.
Charge on delivery.
One day, six big delivery wagons pulled up to old Bill's door. Asked him to accept the goods while they went back for more. But it didn't take William long to go and get his hat and coat.
I'd say so, man.
And when Lizzie come home that night, she had met a little note, and the note said, my name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. You must think that I own some railroad company. You might have known me pretty long, but you got my initials wrong. My name is Morgan, but it ain't J.P. Beer tonight. My name is Morgan, but it ain't.
Ben Hunter and Joe Siemens.